Jews aren't only the chosen people, they're also the people chosen to be impossibly difficult to describe. Are we a religion, a nation, a culture, a race, a people, an ethnicity, a civilization? Yes, yes, and yes. We are all that. I guess this can be both good and bad. Good because it reinforces the depth and breadth of the Jewish identity, but bad because it gives Jew haters more targets to shoot at. That thought was on my mind when I read a recent essay by Lyle Leibovitz in First Things, where he takes the gloves off discussing the shape-shifting nature of Jew hatred. Antisemitism works best when Jews are treated as both antimatter and matter, he writes. They're the Marxist fiends who plot communist uprisings and also the capitalist pigs who own all the factories. They're effeminate little creeps who can never achieve true and noble masculinity and also libidinous sexual predators who seduce the women and corrupt the young. They're pathetic because they're so powerless and dangerous because they're all powerful. These blatant contradictions aren't a bug. They're a feature, allowing the haters to cast the Jews as the ultimate shape-shifting villain. We know all too well about this malleable aspect of Jew hatred. Haters can always find a reason to hate Jews. But until I read Leibovitz's essay, it didn't dawn on me that maybe the multifaceted nature of our identity itself might have something to do with it. It's clear that the fact that Judaism is so many different things has spawned so many different Jews. From hardcore communists to hardcore capitalists is only the most glaring example of this range. The shape-shifting aspect of Judaism and Jewish identity also makes us unique. You don't find it in other religions because they are religions. For better or for worse, Judaism was chosen to be more than a religion. This uniqueness has always been attached to the poison of antisemitism. Jew hatred is not just the world's oldest hatred, it's also unlike any other, both in its longevity and malleability. It's disheartening to think that a unique aspect of the Jewish identity, which I personally love, its kaleidoscope of choice and possibilities, would contribute to a kaleidoscope of Jew haters. Our uniqueness is a reality Jews have always had difficulty facing. Why embrace it if it'll get us in trouble? For many Jews traumatized by a violent history of persecution, assimilating and fitting in was seen as the safe choice. The problem is that the haters never stop reminding us that we're different, and in the anatomy of hatred, difference is the driving virus. We'll never stop Jew hatred. We'll never stop being different. But maybe if we can find a healthy way to embrace our uniqueness, without arrogance but simply as a historical and theological truth, we'll be better equipped to confront the haters. Marxists, capitalists, weak, strong, powerful, powerless, radical leftists, radical conservatives, people of the book, people of the farms, super religious, super secular, yes, yes, and yes. You got a problem with that?